AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is not ruling out a potential commutation for Hunter Biden. The president's son was convicted yesterday on three federal gun crimes. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre notes the president did rule out a pardon during an interview last week.
He was very clear, very upfront, obviously very definitive.
But when reporters on Air Force One asked about a commutation,
the sentencing hasn't even been scheduled yet. I don't have anything beyond what the president said.
Jean-Pierre says she has not talked with him about it since yesterday's verdict. Hunter Biden could face up to 25 years in prison, but it's unclear if he'll receive any time behind bars as a first-time offender. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is heading to Italy in the G7 summit. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will meet tomorrow with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and sign a bilateral security agreement between the two countries.
This agreement does not include any commitment to using our own forces to defend Ukraine. It is a pledge that we will ensure Ukraine can defend itself today and deter future aggression as well, as the president said last year.
Southern Baptist narrowly rejected a proposal to include a ban on churches with women pastors in the denomination's constitution. Opponents argued it was unnecessary because the denomination already has a way of ousting those churches. Inflation eased last month for the second straight month. The trend, if it holds, could move the Federal Reserve closer to cutting its benchmark interest rate from its 23-year peak. A Fed announcement on interest rates is expected later today. The wreck of the last ship belonging to Sir Ernest Shackleton, a famed Irish explorer of Antarctica, has been found off the coast of Labrador by the international team led by the Royal Canadian Geographical Society. This is AP News. An NBA Hall of Famer has died.
Jerry West is the logo, the NBA logo.
Jerry West, who was selected to the Basketball Hall of Fame three times in a storied career as a player and executive, and whose silhouette is considered to be the basis of the NBA logo, died Wednesday morning, the Los Angeles Clippers announced. He was 86.
Never ceases to amaze me the places you can go in this world chasing a basketball.
Nicknamed Mr. Clutch for his late-game exploits as a player, West was a 14-time All-Star with the Lakers and won an NBA championship in 1972. He was a member of the 1960 U.S. Men's Olympic team.
The greatest thrill in my life was to win a gold medal, not to win an NBA championship.
West helped craft eight more championship teams while helping build the Showtime Lakers. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Kristaps Porzingis has a dislocated tendon in his lower leg, but hasn't been ruled out for Game 3 tonight in the NBA Finals for the Boston Celtics against the Dallas Mavericks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick-install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.